This podcast is brought to you by Cross Catholic Outreach. Last year, Cross Catholic Outreach provided over 30 million meals to families in need around the world. Join us in our global effort to reduce material and spiritual poverty. Learn more at crosscatholic.org/bless.
Finding someone on an online Catholic dating site shouldn't be like shopping for a blender. So why do most dating sites leave you feeling like you're shopping for a spouse? At Catholic Singles, we connect members through our unique user polls and activities, which help you discover other members and their personalities and interests. Because you're a person, not a profile picture. So stop shopping and start discerning. Trust your love story to the original Catholic dating site and use the promo code REDBOX at checkout for 20% off at catholicsingles.com.
You too can live in the Spirit. You are chosen. God wants to live with you, in you, through you. It's no longer about rules. When the Spirit is in you and you talk to God all day long, that is what being a true witness of Jesus is all about. I think too often we try to overcomplicate faith and the journey and being holier. And when we get beyond these rules and commands and truly live in the Spirit, knowing that when those rules and commands come up against us and we're being tempted to walk in the other direction of God's commands, that the Spirit leads us toward God. It doesn't become this battle anymore when we are humble and we offer the Lord our entire selves. Say, God, every single morning, I humble myself and I surrender to you. I want to live your commands. I love you. Lord, please help me be the best witness to everyone. And humble myself, kick my pride to the curb, and call out to you all day, every day, no matter what is going on in my life. I think about Paul, St. Paul, when I read 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1 through 5. This is the first reading. When I came to you, brothers and sisters, proclaiming the mystery of God, I did not come with sublimity of words or of wisdom, for I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I came to you in weakness and fear and much trembling, and my message and my proclamation were not with persuasive words of wisdom, but with a demonstration of spirit and power, so that your faith might rest not on human wisdom, but on the power of God. I think about St. Paul. What a pride-filled individual he was before he was converted and is one of the best apostles for Jesus. Think about all of the beautiful words that he has written and how humble he is to say, look, I was a very learned, high person in the Jewish faith, thinking I knew everything, and went out there and persecuted these people who were following the way of Jesus. And then all of a sudden now he's like, whoa, was I wrong? And now he says, I am just offering myself to God, weakness and fear and much trembling. But apparently the spirit and power of the Lord overcame him. And he spoke beautiful words and converted many people, speaking about the truth and just resting on God's Spirit. And then the responsorial psalms were so beautiful. 119. Lord, I love your commands. How I love your law, O Lord. It is my meditation all the day. Lord, I love your commands. Your command has made me wiser than my enemies, for it is ever with me. Lord, I love your commands. I have more understanding than all my teachers when your decrees are my meditation. Lord, I love your commands. I have more discernment than the elders because I observe your precepts. Lord, I love your commands. From every evil way I withhold my feet, that I may keep your words. Lord, I love your commands. From your ordinances I turn not away, for you have instructed me. Lord, I love your commands. Now someone may be reading all of those and thinking, it's the commandments, it's the rules, it's the law. But when you look at it in love and know that the Lord is only trying to save you from pain and hurt and fear and destruction, you begin to fall on the Spirit of God when you are being tempted to turn from His precepts and His laws. It is my meditation all the day, you hear throughout. Your decrees are my meditation. And that is what living in the Spirit is all about. When you humble yourself and you offer everything to God, and yet you speak to God and you thank God and you praise God, it is right and just. It is truly right and just always and everywhere to praise and glorify you, God. We hear it in the Mass. So when we live with the Spirit, it is easy to bring glad tidings to the poor. When you read the Gospel today, Luke chapter 4, verse 16 through 30, Jesus says as he unrolled the scroll, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." The rest of the gospel talked about how the people in his native land were saying, "Isn't this the son of Joseph?" And then Jesus went on to say, "Hey, wait a minute. There are people who are chosen. Elisha, the prophet, Elijah was sent only to a widow in Zarephath, in the land of Sidon. He didn't get sent to all the many widows who were in Israel. And Elisha, the prophet, did not cleanse all of the lepers in Israel. He only cleansed Naaman, the Syrian. So you may not feel like you are worthy, but you are chosen. You are God's beloved child, and God will do amazing things in your life and transform all of your sinful ways and help you be that witness of Jesus in his Spirit, where all of the sudden you are God's vessel, filled with his Spirit, filled with his blessings, able to walk that narrow path. If we just humble ourselves and offer every part of our lives to him, talk to him all day long. before you respond to someone persecuting you or being angry with you, judging you, call on the Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill me with your love. And then allow God to speak through you. In all of your actions, if that temptation comes your way to do that thing that you know will take you away from God, call on God. Call on the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Give me the strength to love your commands. Because when you turn from that sin and walk toward God, there is so much beauty, so much joy, so much freedom. You don't have that fear. You don't have that regret. You don't have that anxiety. You don't have that shame. Because you called on the Spirit to lead you closer and closer to God. We all have the Spirit of the Lord upon us. And we have been asked to bring glad tidings to the poor. And we could do it with His Spirit and His power and not rest on our own human wisdom, but on the power of God. Have a blessed and inspired day.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel to the rosary to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.